Hello and welcome to Zen with Jen. I'm Jenna and I created this safe space for you to tune in and chill out. You see, Zen is a state of mind, and when you live in that peaceful headspace, life begins to feel a little more magical. So join me every week as I help you reach this level of enlightenment through guided meditations, motivating mantras, and mindfulness exercises designed to bring more awareness to the moment. It doesn't matter if you're a spiritual hotshot or skeptical of the metaphysical world. Trust that you are here for a reason. Now sit back, relax, and let's get Zen. Hello, friends. Happy New Year. We made it to the other side of 2022, and we are a week into this year, a little over a week into this year. And I don't know about you, but personally, I've been feeling a lot of pressure. I feel like every time a new year begins, there's a lot of expectations of what we want from this year and what we want to do with ourselves this year. And personally, I've been struggling to start the year. I don't know. I got a new journal and usually I'm like, January 1st, this is what I want. This is what I, you know, expect, blah, 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 blah. And it took me until yesterday, the 8th, to actually sit down with myself and really get clear on what it is I want to do. And I will tell you this, it's not as much as I usually strive for. I think 2022, I'm looking to do the bare minimum. I'm just kidding. I'm actually, this week alone has been very busy for me and I'm already feeling overwhelmed and I'm like, wow, how am I going to juggle all these things? I got some new opportunities on my plate and I'm very thankful to have them. But I think a big thing for me this year is going to be time management and being able to focus my time and energy on what I need to get done for my creative projects when it comes to both business and personal, and then also take care of myself, make a living for myself, do all the things. It's a lot. And basically, I had this thought the other day. I don't got time to fuck around. I have no time to fuck around this year. If I want to get to the next level of my life this year, I really have to stay focused and be better with my time management. But this episode is not about time management. Actually, this episode is how to make your resolutions a reality, because whether you set resolutions or not, I've always been very big on New Year's resolutions. I think it's a great time to really set some goals for yourself, set some intentions for yourself, get clear on what you want out of this life, because that's how you make the most of your time, is by figuring out what you want to do with it. So I am a big believer in resolutions, and I am proud to say that I usually make my resolutions come true. I usually make whatever I dream or strive for, it tends to happen for the most part. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer than I expected. It doesn't take the year. It's more of like a 5-year thing. Like my book, for example, I set that goal in 2015. That was the young, naive Jenna who was like, I'm going to write a book, without ever really knowing what it takes to write a book and how long the process actually is. And fast forward 5 years later, it became published I got my book deal in 2020. So it was a 5-year goal without knowing it was a 5-year goal. But I do think it's very important to, have those resolutions and those things to strive for in your life, because it's, like I said, it's how you make the most of your time. It's what gives life meaning. It gives it purpose. And it really helps you become the best version of yourself. So this episode is all about how to make your resolutions a reality. And if you follow these tips, I can almost guarantee that you can do it too. Anything that's on your vision board, you can make it a reality. So the first one being, start small. A lot of people start the year with these high, high hopes and high expectations when in the past, they've never really accomplished anything. That sounds horrible. Oh my God, that sounds so bad. But you get down on yourself, and because it's so big, and then you're like, oh, well, fuck it. I'm not going to do any resolutions because they're bullshit. But no, they're not. You just haven't been setting these realistic goals to help you build the momentum you need to carry on throughout the year. So the first piece of advice and the best piece of advice is starting small. Actually, the first time I accomplished a resolution was running a marathon, and I wasn't even a runner. When did I set this goal? I want to say 2013. That was like, no, 2012. 2012 was when that was the first New Year's resolution I set at the beginning of the year. I'm going to run a marathon. I ran the marathon in December. I was like, oh shit, it's end of the year. I got to run a marathon now. And I made it happen. But I didn't get overwhelmed by this big goal of running a marathon. I mean, yes, I said it, but I focused more on implementing running to my daily routine. And I started running more. And then by the end of the year, as a matter of fact, I didn't even train for this marathon. By the end of the year, I bought a number off of Craigslist like a couple days before the race. I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. I know I can do it. I know I have it in me to cross that finish line because running has become a part of my lifestyle. So rather than setting this big, massive goal, whatever it may be, focus on the smaller things that you can add to your everyday that will lead to the great result in the long run. I'm trying to think of an example off the top of my head. The marathon one is probably my best example because it's what I experienced personally. But yeah, you just got to start small. And it's okay to have those high hopes and big wishes like crossing the finish line of a marathon, but it's what you do in your everyday that's going to help get you there. So focus on adding small little habits into your daily routine and give yourself that time, which is number two, give yourself time. me personally, like I said, this year I'm already starting off like balls to the wall and it's already exhausting just to think of. I'm like, fuck, I gotta maintain this pace the whole year. Like the year is a marathon when you really think of it. You got a very long stretch of time from beginning to end and a lot of ups and downs in the middle. There are going to be moments where you hit a wall. There are going to be moments where you feel unstoppable and you find your strength again. There's going to be moments where you need to stop, take a break, breathe for a minute. Like that's how a year plays out. And you have to give yourself that time and you have to pace yourself in order to get to the end feeling strong and confident and accomplished. So be patient with the process and not only start small, but start slow. There's no reason, even if you haven't set any goals, that's okay. I feel like there is a lot of pressure on the first to wake up and get shit done. And yes, this year I was that annoying person that woke up early. I was like, I'm going to watch the sunrise. I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to clean my house. And like, I was that annoying person and it's a weekend and I'm already feeling burnt out. So start small. If you haven't set any goals or intentions, that is totally okay. Give yourself some time to see what comes up and see what opportunities come to you. There is no rush. This year is going to be great regardless of the pace that you go at, regardless of what happens. You're gonna finish the year on top. You just have to believe in that. So give yourself the time you need in order to see the changes that you want to see, because I feel like a lot of people start hitting the gym, they commit to a dry January, and then a couple weeks in, they're like, whatever, screw it. And then they fall off the wagon, and then they just lose that momentum. But you have to allow yourself to start small. Allow yourself to slip up, too. It's okay. If you have a glass of wine, I saw something that they called it dry-ish January. They called it dry-ish January, and they're like, I'm only going to drink if I'm celebrating a friend's birthday. So if you need new friends, hit me up. If your birthday's in January and you want some friends to celebrate with you, hit me up. It was pretty funny. But whatever you're trying to accomplish in your life, give yourself that time. Like I said, the book, even though I wanted to write it in a year, it took me 5 years. So you have to be patient and you have to just show up and put the effort in every day. Take small steps. Actionable steps every day, which leads me to My next way to turn your resolution into reality, take inspired action. You can make the vision boards. I always say this, you can make the vision boards, but without any inspired action, nothing's going to happen. That's how you co-create whatever with the universe or whatever it is that you believe in. You have to put in the work on your end, and then the universe sees it, recognizes it, and rewards it. So you have to take small actionable steps every day. And that when you're setting those resolutions, that's something that's really important to ask yourself is, how can I show up and put effort into this dream or into this goal every day? Or most days. It doesn't have to be every day, because remember, momentum, we don't want to burn out. So how can I add to this, take this inspired action most days? And on those days where you're not taking inspired action, another question to journal is your why. Why do you want to have this happen? What will this bring into your life? What kind of joy will it bring? What does it mean to you? Find your why, so that way, anytime you're feeling unmotivated or uninspired, you can reconnect with your why, and then it'll just light you up again. And the last little tip I want to share with you is focus on how you want to feel. After running that marathon, I obviously felt unstoppable and I knew I could achieve anything I put my mind to, because that's just what happens when you cross the finish line of 26 fucking miles. 26.2. You can't forget that, because that's where you want to give up the most. But that when I accomplished that, I'm like, wow, I can really do anything I put my mind to. I am unstoppable and I'm a badass bitch. So what do I want to do next? And instead of focusing on this achievable goal, I shifted it and focused on how I wanted to feel. And in 2014, my only thing in life was do more of what makes me happy. And after committing that to myself and committing to my own happiness, because to be honest, at the time, I didn't even know what made me happy. I knew running brought me joy. I knew I lived in Hawaii. I knew hanging out on the beach made me happy. There were just very few things that I knew about what made me happy. So that year I went on this quest to figure out what makes me happy. And I found my lifestyle. I found the way I like to show up and live every day. And it was probably one of the most transformative years of my life. I'm not joking, and I'm not trying to sound dramatic when I say that. That was the year I became a mermaid, and you guys all know how special that is, that special side of myself is. And yes, dropping out of college helped me discover that. I was like, I'm going to do what makes me happy. College doesn't make me happy. Later. And I just, my whole life changed. And I think that it's very important to focus on how you want to feel rather than trying to strive for this achievable goal, because in years in the past, I've realized, actually, this is my last tip. In years in the past, I've realized, don't expect much. We have such high expectations every single time a new year rolls around. And then by the end of it, it's easy to get disappointed in yourself because you're like, oh, well, I didn't do that. And I didn't achieve that. And I had my heart set on this. But when you just live life for the feelings and for the joy of it, that's where the real magic happens. And whatever is meant for you will come to you. So you almost don't even have to set a goal. Just like I said, focus on how you want to feel. If you want to feel energized, if you want to feel strong, like, and then ask yourself what makes me feel those things, and then add more of that into your life. And don't expect much, and you won't be disappointed by the end of the year. Actually, you'll be able to look back and think, wow, what an amazing year I had. Because expectations are the thief of joy, I think. I want to share another one that in 2017, my goal was to watch more sunsets, to see more sunsets. That was it. That simple. I just want more sunsets in my life. And I got a job where I could watch the sunset every single day that I clocked in for work. I was getting paid to watch the sunset. And again, my whole life changed. Finally became a bartender. And because of that, I'm looking back on the experiences that I've had as a bartender. That job connected me with one of my girlfriends who introduced me to my mermaid manager. And that went a completely different direction, and the things that I've achieved with just my mermaid career, quote unquote, it's insane. It's insane. But that was never like my plan. That was never my goal, was to take my mermaid game to the next level. No, my goal was to watch more sunsets, and it led me down this path of continuing my journey as a mermaid, as a professional mermaid entertainer. So it's kind of crazy looking back on the things that I've, the goals that I've accomplished and the intentions that I've set and how my life has changed because of them. So when you're taking the time to sit with yourself and get clear on what it is you really want for yourself this year, remember that. Remember that anything, and to give yourself that time, like I said, give yourself that time, because anything can change, anything can happen, and what's meant for you will happen. Just trust in that. So that's why it is so important to let go of the expectations, because we do want to control the outcome of how we get to that goal or how things unfold. And the real magic is in just letting it go and letting it happen. So that's enough rambling for me on my end. I hope this episode helped you. If it did, feel free to share it with a friend, and also leave a review and subscribe. And if you want some more inspiration and meditations, feel free to follow me over on TikTok at Zen with Jen. I really do appreciate you taking the time to listen again to this ramble, this resolutions ramble. And I would love to hear the resolutions that you are setting for yourself this year. So reach out to me, let me know. And until next week, stay Zen, my friend.